This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. Kim on a whim.
I think we can all agree that it's been a little sad seeing the reading and writing scores of some of these students and just where our education has gone. I'm not blaming all the teachers. There are some phenomenal teachers out there. I don't really know who or what to blame, but it's not, whatever we're doing is just simply not working. I think part of it's policies that these school boards try to put in place or local government. Again, not really sure who it is, on what level, but it's sad. I mean, remember when they were trying to make the argument that there was a certain type of math where somehow if you said 2 + 2 = 5, it was like, okay, well, we'll make that work.
Yeah.
No, it's wrong.
Special.
There is
That's special math.
One truth. That's why it's called the truth, okay? There is truth in an answer. There's this thing that's circulating online that Ethan Bright actually found, that this is supposedly an eighth grade graduation exam from the year 1912, and this was from a rural Kentucky school district.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm not surprised. I mean, bear in mind, there was a time when you had classical education requirements for people. Kids in that grade level were learning Latin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know where you would apply that these days unless you're going to law school or medical school, but still.
Let me just read some of these questions and you guys can read them too because I sent this to you. But so obviously the basic topics, geography, grammar, civil government, you know, reading, arithmetic, physiology, history, all those kinds of topics. But here's just a few of the different things they were asked. How many parts of speech are there? Define each. What is a personal pronoun? Define longitude and latitude. Name and give boundaries of the five zones. Talking about civil government, define the following forms of government: democracy, limited monarchy, absolute monarchy, republic. Give examples of each. Name five county officers and the principal duties of each of them.
Yeah, for Bullitt County, Kentucky.
Define cerebrum, cerebellum. What are the functions or uses of the spinal column?
Yeah.
Describe the heart. Name the organs of circulation. Can you imagine? I would epically fail this. I really would.
Well,
I guess that's embarrassing to say, but looking at these questions, I don't know the answer to a lot of them.
And what it kind of exemplifies is just how far we've fallen in terms of what we require our children to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the point, because you're right. I would probably fail it too. And I went through school a long time ago when they weren't requiring a lot of this stuff. Some of the questions are about the Civil War. Remember we were told we weren't teaching about the Civil War and the causes.
Well, it was 50 years old by then.
Well, yeah.
It was recent.
Uh-huh.
And some of these questions are outdated.
Well, maybe, but what's the eligibility of a president, vice president, governor of Kentucky? Because, again, this was an exam given in eighth grade. What is a copyright? What is a patent?
Mm-hmm.
What is the manner in which a president and vice president of the United States are elected? I mean, these are things that, let's face it, there are kids today who don't understand this. When you have people out there questioning the Electoral College, they clearly weren't educated on what the purpose of it was to begin with, unlike they were back then. It's no wonder we've seen this gradual slide over the years into the dumbing down of America.
Some of my favorite videos to watch online are the man on the street videos where somebody goes up to, you know, whoever they who's willing to talk into a microphone and ask some basic questions. This video I found was, I don't know, maybe 2 years old, but listen to this.
I'll give you $1 if you can name any continent.
I don't know. I don't know what continent. If I did, I would say it.
What century are we in?
20.
Yes. If you're driving 60 miles an hour and you drive for 1 hour, how far do you end up traveling?
I don't know. I'm not good at math. 2 hours?
That's society. That's society for you.
We're doomed. The other ones that I love these days are the ones where they're down on spring break and they're catching these kids on the beach who are, I'm sure they're all overage, but they're all intoxicated, and they're asking them just silly questions.
At least they can use the excuse they were drinking. These people appeared very sober.
What continent? Name me one continent. How about the one you're standing on?
They probably don't even know that.
60 miles.
It's just bad. It's really embarrassing. You know, I've always thought it'd be fun to go on a game show. But then I've always questioned if I would look like a total buffoon, because it's easy for us when we're sitting here watching from our couch, like Wheel of Fortune or one of those games, and to scream at them and say, how do you not know that? But when the camera's on you and the pressure and you know you're on television and there's a big audience, a live audience, I can understand why some people say really ridiculous answers, like on Family Feud. Yes. Love that game, but I would probably be the person to say something really idiotic.
It's the reason people like watching Jeopardy and things like that, because you're sometimes amazed at what they know.
But see, I'm stunned when I watch Jeopardy and realize, like, gosh, how do you know this? Do you just did you prepare for this and just study a bunch of topics, or is this just lodged in your brain, all this information?
Yeah, these are the people that you made fun of in high school who were actually paying attention. Right?
Yeah.
And just won $1,000.
Voltaire. For knowing that. Yes, exactly. I don't know. It's like giving. Well, you know, and the scary thing is if I pulled out my pocket constitution and started quizzing people on that, there'd be a lot of people who would misunderstand or don't remember basic things about the United States Constitution, like the idiots in Washington who are complaining that this foreign student from Columbia University has constitutional First Amendment rights, even though he's not a citizen. Mm-hmm. They use social media for education, and it's not, they don't fact check. They have no idea. They're so gullible. It's unbelievable.
It just becomes a place where you can get your little talking points. And that's why one of the best ways to have a debate is to ask questions. Corner them with the questions. A lot of it is just making them defend their stance, because when you really start digging, there's no depth to their argument, because again, they've just gone to social media and watched reels and seen what the other liberal people and conservatives in some case who what they've said about a particular topic, and they don't really know. And I'm sure I've been guilty of that. I'm not pretending like I'm above that, but I really do try to dig into some of these topics I really care about. But there's so many things that we want to remember. It is hard to retain all of it. So even if you have done the research at one point in your life, when someone's challenging you on it, it can be hard to retain. For me, at least, it can be hard to bring that back up.
Well, it's even got the names of the Bullitt County Board of Election of Education there at the bottom. So I think I have no reason to think it's not legit. The point is, this was for an eighth grade graduation exam in 1912.
Mm-hmm.
And as the Post points out, it wasn't for affluent kids in New England. It was for kids in rural Kentucky. these standards applied across the country at one point because we had a certain expectation. Our forefathers had a certain expectation for what your education was going to look like. And we have so dumbed that down in America these days, all for the benefit of the politicians who can more easily manipulate people if they don't understand what's at stake and the history.
I don't think we'll ever get back to where we were,
I don't
which
see
is
how we
really
do.
Sad. I think we can make improvements, but we won't get back to that.
But before, you couldn't find all this stuff out in 10 seconds.
Well, that's the other part, though. It's so easily accessible for us just to ask Siri, for everyone's phone going off right now.
Finding it out in 8 seconds and learning it are two different things.
True.
I mean, then you had to study it and be tested on it, and you wouldn't be able to do that with a computer. You'd have to have the knowledge.
Look at AI.
But also,
people wanting to write papers with AI.
How much of this stuff did you need to know back then?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not much.
Well, I remember griping about geometry and things like that when I learned it in school. Like, I'm never going to need to know this information. Why am I wasting my time learning about this? Oh, that was, I could not. I like trigonometry. That was the only math I liked.
What are the applications in which you would ever need to know Latin? Unless you were going to a Latin mass.
I think Latin could be helpful.
Or you were a med student.
Yeah.
Right? Or a lawyer, maybe.
I think that could be helpful more than some of the other dumb things you learn. What they need to be teaching is cosine or whatever it even is. What they need to be teaching, though, truly is how to budget and how to invest and how to do all of these things.
Home economics.
Cook a meal, do laundry. Like, it sounds, almost like, really, you're going to teach that in school? But those are actual life skills. I mean, obviously, you teach math and science and all these things, but those are a lot more useful to people in the real world than learning some other stupid subject, these electives they're allowed to take in college and pay thousands of dollars to learn about. Well, I hate on basket weaving a lot, but like Harry Potter, that was a class at Mizzou, some Harry Potter class.
It's the reason that a lot of people celebrate today as 314 day.
Pi day.
But it's pie day, and most of them will have no idea what the hell that means. They're going to go get a slice of pie at Shoney's.
Did you hear Gordon Deal keep going?
I did hear that. He said he was a nerd.
He talked it up 10 spots.
People geeked out and memorized. I bet you there's people listening right now who could rattle off even.
Yo, 10,
I mean, how many number? How many?
I don't know.
I don't know how many they can.
I think
yeah.
it's like yeah,
it's infinite.
Infinite, isn't mm-hmm. it? Just keeps going.
That's the
point. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Rocky on Facebook says a younger guy at one of my previous jobs didn't even know all the months in a year. What? How do you not?
Know the months. Your education system—they're pushed through because the people don't want them back after the previous experience.
And
with
this
them,
is why school board elections matter. Vote on April 8th, please.
Yes, please do.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.